Cast Off!
I'm Twisted Cat.
I'm Batman.
And I'm Patch.
We just saw...
a great show.
Yes.
Some bands.
Yeah.
Weird.
Some bucket list shit.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So just headlining, Sepultura.
Yeah. Supported by...
Obituary.
Obituary, Agnostic Front, and...
Claustrophobia.
Claustrophobia. Yes. So, Claustrophobia, I didn't know anything about, and they were decent.
They were good.
Yeah, they were all right.
I liked
them. They were a perfectly cromulent metal band.
Yeah, they got better as the set went on.
Yeah, the first few songs were definitely rough.
Well, the last song was amazing.
In fairness, they opened doors at 7. We got to our seats at 7:24, and the first band was playing.
And seemed fairly...
was like a song or two in.
Yeah.
It wasn't like right at the beginning, but it wasn't like halfway through their set. But it was at least a song or two in, less than 20 minutes after they opened doors.
And the venue did say show starts at 8, which is, they were full of shit.
Yeah, yeah. Lomberg was definitely out there and said, so we're going to need you to start your set before the doors even open. Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be good, yeah.
So.
Like a dick.
So, Agnostic Front. I was very, very excited to see Agnostic Front, and I would have liked to have heard them too.
Yeah. So the band itself was fantastic. They sounded great. And the singer, unfortunately, was entirely absent due to some sort of technical issue that we believe was a bad mic.
Yeah, it was weird.
Because you could, like, hear him when he was talking.
He would talk normally. Yeah. As soon as his volume level came down, the mic worked. As soon as he was full volume, you know, growling, yelling, singing into the mic at full volume...
could barely hear him.
It just cut out. It was like, nope, we're not doing that.
Yeah, it was like noise cancellation kicked in.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing. And he couldn't hear himself, even, in the monitors. And so he was, like, bugging the sound folks and his stage manager, hey, I can't hear myself in the monitors.
He couldn't hear the monitors, he couldn't hear his in-ears.
And the crowd is like, no, it's us too.
And they changed out a monitor. Like, they physically removed one and put a new one in. And it didn't fix stuff.
That didn't change anything.
And I have no idea how there was not somebody out at front of house who was like, oh yeah, it sounds like shit out here too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was bizarre.
Yeah.
It was very strange, very unfortunate. From everything else that I heard from Agnostic Front, I probably would have really liked their set. I'm unfamiliar with them. I think I would like to be familiar with them.
I love Agnostic.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Yeah. And, yeah, no.
New York hardcore, like, they are quintessential New York hardcore.
Yeah.
So good.
Sad face.
Yeah.
All right, and then Obituary.
Oh, Obituary.
Obituary.
Oh, that set was like, that reminded me of why I started listening to metal in high school. That was everything that a metal set should fucking be.
It was.
It was so good. So, like, it's really funny. Like, they are so close to thrash, but aren't. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I mean, they trained a bear to play bass.
That dude is a monster.
And they had a dude sitting in a chair.
Yeah, they have the dude on the couch.
I'm pretty sure the dude in the chair is like one of their stage techs, guitar techs, whatever.
But
as I said, he's the bear trainer.
But his placement was fascinating.
Yeah, he was
on stage.
Yeah,
in a
chair. Was full on stage.
Oh yeah,
and never did anything.
Yeah, no. There was the other guy who was back behind the racks and the pedals and stuff.
Yeah, but he was doing stuff from time to time.
He was doing stuff. This dude was just
He was just the dude on the couch.
Yeah.
It was very weird.
Well, no, I mean, it was totally appropriate. His fucking Obituary needs to have the dude on the couch.
I mean, I'm sure, like I said, he's one of their stage techs. He's the guy there. And if there's a guitar tech or if there's a bass or something that needs to get switched or anything needs to happen, he's there to do that. Because he's watching the stage. But he's also just, like, jamming to the band.
Yeah.
And as soon as it is done, it wasn't even a couch. It was like a stool.
Right, but he needed a couch. It's just hard to carry a couch.
And, like, the second that their set was done, he was there breaking stuff down, moving stuff around, and doing. So, he, like, It was stage crew.
Yeah. It was odd.
It was very odd.
But what a fantastic fucking set. They were so good. No energy lost for being, you know, 50.
Right.
Just what a great, great fucking death metal set.
Yeah, they're from Florida. They've been around for fucking ever. I can't even remember how long. Like, but forever.
Yeah, for fucking ever.
Not quite as long as Sepultura, but who has, really, other than, like, maybe the Rolling Stones. So,
Sepultura.
So, if it wasn't for Derek having been in the band since Max left, I would say at this point that they're a really good Sepultura cover band, just because there's no originating members. But Derek's been in the band since 1997, so...
I thought it was 87. No, he was talking about stuff that was, like, from 87.
That's when Max was in the band.
Okay.
Max was in the band for, like, 10 years, I think, and then he quit because he was butthurt about stuff. And they Derek auditioned and got the gig.
I mean, if you've been in a band for more than 20 years, you may not be one of the original members.
But you're a member.
But there is no question that you are, like, integral part of the band, and, like, you're not ever going to be a cover band because, like, yeah, we got this dude who's been here for, like, 25 years.
Well, and he's been, you know, writing with them and stuff. He's not just a singer. He's an integral part of the band. He's a percussionist, obviously. and the only reason they have a new drummer, they have the guy who used to be with Suey's, is because their drummer, who's been with them for fucking ever, probably about as long as Derek, was like, this is the final tour. You guys are disbanding. I don't want to stop playing drums at 33. So he went to go play with Slipknot.
Which, more power to him.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So can we talk about the bassist for just a second?
Sure.
He was fantastic, first and foremost.
Yeah.
But he's like 72, right?
Possibly. Seriously?
Because, like, he, I mean, at the beginning of the set, he was, like, hobbling on stage. he had the 72-year-old curved spine hump. But, yeah. I mean, he fucking rocked.
Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head, but yeah, no, he was amazing.
I mean, the whole band, there was not, like, it wasn't like, oh, yeah, they're phoning it in.
I don't think Sepultura is capable. You can't play Sepultura and phone it in at the same time.
It's
you
not.
You can't. You know, and I was thrilled because, you know, Sepultura to me is all about the drums and the subject matter.
Yeah.
You know.
And they did that. It was all there.
Yeah.
They are also one of the bands that got me into metal back in, you know, the early 90s.
Yep. After they'd already been around for 15 years.
Well, I mean, I'm only so old.
I'm right there with you.
It's really funny when I read stuff about Derek, because he's from Ohio.
That tracks.
And, you know, like the Brazilian press is like, he speaks very fluent Portuguese with an American accent.
Yeah.
Which cracks me up because at this point I think he kind of speaks American with a Portuguese accent. There's a little bit of Brazilian accent going on in there.
A little bit, but not a lot. His English was... perfectly formulated.
He lives in LA now, by the way.
Which the guitarist was had an accent.
Oh, yes.
He's the one who's been in the band since like 87. That's what he was saying on stage.
I mean, there was lots of we being thrown around, so it's difficult to say.
I'm pretty sure Derek is the most long-standing member right now. I could be wrong.
Look it up on Wikipedia if you think we're wrong.
Yeah, let us know. Send in some information. It would be great to hear from our listeners, all three of you.
What else do we want to say about fucking Sepultura?
I mean, it's the farewell tour, so, like, go see it if you can, because the whole thing is that, yes, they've been around. It's the 40th anniversary-ish of the band. They're doing a final tour, and it's not like, oh, we're stopping touring. They are disbanding the band. They are, you know, not going to be Sepultura anymore.
So, yeah.
So, go see it. Last chance to see. Great book by Douglas Adams, but...
this is it.
Also, this is it.
No, really, this is it.
So, but yeah, worth it. Oh, so good. I'm mad at the Novo because of the sound.
Yeah.
I don't even know what...
It was so bizarre.
And I mean, I've done sound and I'm like, I don't know exactly what would be causing that. It's a weird thing. I have no clue. I'm guessing it was some sort of like blown diaphragm on a microphone or a coil or something in there. But I think it's a physical problem with his microphone.
Didn't we see him change his mic out at some point?
No, he unplugged it and plugged it back in. Oh. It was the same thing. He messed with the cable, but also whoever wrapped his cable, there's a short line for that specific table in hell that he has to manage for whoever rolled that cable up to be on stage, because it was this rat's nest of stuff for that vocal mic cable. And he tried to get it out, and he was doing stuff, and, like, props to that man for not just taking it out on the sound guy and, like, calling it out or doing anything. He was doing his best to just get through the set, to keep going, try to fix things, to try to get things up and down and moving, but not be like, hey, we're having some technical difficulties here, so, you know.
That's not really agnostic front style. So.
Yeah, he was a trooper, because he totally had every opportunity to be like, hey, will somebody fucking fix this fucking thing already?
Right.
And, like, stop the set and stop the show.
But, like, he's kept his great energy up, the whole thing. Yeah. So, yeah. All right.
I wish we had something, like, really insightful and interesting to say, but I'm kind of just basking in the glow of what a great show that was.
Yeah. Same. All right. I think our next show is Sisters of Mercy.
At the Greek. Greek. Okay. What are the Sisters of Mercy doing playing the Greek theater?
Hopefully it will be dark by the time they go on. That's all I'm saying.
Gavalt.
All right, I'm Twisted Cat.
I'm Patch.
I'm Batman.
Get in the van!
We're going to the future!
In the podcast with the stuff and... Woo!